Well, Rich and Raceway would like to welcome Super Bowl champion and Fox Sports NFL analyst Ronde Barber back to his home state of Virginia today. Ronde's a native of Roanoke, Virginia. He played football for the University of Virginia and was a five-time Pro Bowler during his NFL career. Ronde is tonight's honorary pace car driver for the Toyota Owners 400. So, Ronde, you've already taken a few laps around the track today. Yeah. Can you tell us a little about your pace car training?
I took a couple laps as a passenger, faster than they're going to let me drive as a pace car, but just finding my lines. I didn't feel stressed at all, but, you know, he was directing me. David Green was directing me pretty significantly how to stay in front of his car. So I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be fun.
How does this compare to an NFL experience?
A little different. But being back here, being back in Virginia, this is great for me. I don't get a chance to come back to this area very often. So when Fox asked me to get back here, I had to say yes. I'm looking forward to this. Got a chance to meet with DW and Jeff Gordon earlier. Met Denny Hamlin from, you know, his mom told me she's from Tampa and they grew up in Virginia, so there's a connection there. Met Bubba today too, so this has been pretty cool deal for me.
So you're sporting your alma mater. You're sporting your University of Virginia yeah. hat today.
Did they do something good this week?
So what has that been like? Obviously, you've heard a lot. What's that feel like from your side?
Well, I'm much like every other alumni, frustrated Virginia sports fan. So this was this past month really was a culmination of a lot of, you know, hard work, preparation by, you know, that team and their coach. You know, Tony Bennett's one of the greatest guys I've ever met. He deserved his championship, and his team deserved their championship. And it was a great ride. I mean, I think I share in everybody's, even if you're not a Virginia fan, just people from the state. You know, to get it away from some of the bigger teams and get you know, a team that really deserved to win a win. And it was a great game. It was much better than people thought. Much better than I thought it was going to be. But yeah, really exciting.
Well, cool. We'll open it up for media questions. Got Hank up front.
Been a while.
Yes, it's been a while.
How did this opportunity come about, and is NASCAR something you follow, or are you just a celebrity looking for something to do on a Saturday afternoon?
That's it. More than See, at least somebody in here calls me a celebrity. Fox PR is not calling me a celebrity. No, I took when I retired from the NFL, I went to work for Fox Sports, as you know, and my first experience with NASCAR was that year. I went to Daytona. I live in Tampa, so I just drove over to Daytona, and now been probably four times since then. So just my connection with them. Those guys have been great to me. I don't mind giving you know, them some time this weekend, but also, again, to come back to Virginia. I don't have family here anymore. My mom moved to Maryland, but I still have property and right outside of Charlottesville, so this feels like home to me still.
Did you watch the celebration up in Charlottesville before you came in?
No, I missed it. I'm getting some alerts on my phone, but I'll be up there in a couple of weeks for my former coach's memorial service, George Welch's service, at the end of the month. But I'm sure the party will still be going on then.
I was going to ask, how do we know you're not
Tiki? Oh, geez.
He looks a lot like me now, that's for sure. I lost all that weight.
So who would win if you and your brother were to race? Who would win?
Race what? Cars or
yeah.
on our with our actual legs now?
Right. Let's hear the answer to both.
I think back in the day, Tiki was always a little bit faster than me, but he has turned into a marathoner. He's like Jimmy. You know, he's running the New York Marathon. I think he's going to Paris to run a marathon. So I don't think that I can outrun him. However. He drives around in New York with a bunch of, you know, big SUVs or whatever. I got a bunch of sports cars at my house, so I think I'm the better driver. He's done this too. He did Pace Car Pocono a couple of years ago. I know it was a different network, but I get to one up him this week.
How you doing, Tiki? Two questions.
What's your name?
I mean, Ronde. I'm sorry. Don't get me wrong. I apologize, but I do have two questions. One. Would you ever consider maybe getting ownership or anything into NASCAR? That's question one. And then question two, how do you feel about the way the football team is really, Virginia football team is done here in the last year or two with Bronco and Underhill.
I'll answer the second one first. I had a chance to talk to Bronco probably 2 years ago. I was given donating back to the sports department, and he gave me a call. He actually FaceTimed me into a meeting with all of his coaches, and that was my first introduction to him. I love what he's doing with the program. Obviously, the fruits of their labor finally materialized a little bit this year. I told you earlier, I'm now a frustrated Virginia fan. Well, this past year was a year where I think all of us former Wahoos and players specifically could look at the program and be proud. You see the progress they're making. So I expect bigger and better things. Got to find a way to beat those damn Hokies. I mean, if this wasn't the year, I don't know what was. But and to answer that first question about ownership, no, it's not anything that I've ever considered. I got some friends back in Tampa that did consider buying a team, and the process that goes through it. I understand, you know, how difficult it is and how much money is involved, quite frankly. But not anything that I don't think that I'd be into.
Any other questions? Cool. Well, Rondé, thanks so much for being here. We look forward to you leading us to green tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll try not to ruin anything.